You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. I'm Robbie, bringing you a festival review of Beacons 2014. On the 8th to 10th of August in Hesslaker Farm in Skipton, thousands of artisans, music fans and food aficionados descend on the beautiful setting of the Yorkshire Dales to enjoy a weekend of music, arts and food. And of course, vibes. The festival's only small, a few thousand people, but it's set in the beautiful setting of rolling hills, picturesque grass, and that type of thing, all you'd expect from the north, really. It's quaint, everyone's friendly, and best of all, there's glorious amounts of space. The cattle herding experience one gets at Glastonbury Park Life is thankfully missing for the weekend at this festival. Beacons itself is minimal. There's not a lot to shout about in and around the three main tents, other than the stunning selection of street food and a poetry tent. So yeah, as I said, the food was amazing. There's something there to fit every single taste. Middle Eastern, Asian, African food. You've got pizza, you've got pasta, you've got everything. But I'm going to have to give the LSR stamp of approval to Lane's Coffee. On a Saturday morning, their Americano and a breakfast brioche is exactly what you need to get the day going. You know what it's like, trying to recover from the night before, and you just need bacon. Sometimes you just need bacon. So yeah, that's Lane's Coffee. Congratulations to them for winning the LSR stamp of approval, best food at Beacon 2014. Now, the music. Obviously, we were intending to bring you some interviews with a pick of the acts from a stellar lineup that included Action Bronson, John Hopkins, Darkside, and Daughter. We had three big ones organised, but just as soon as illness struck Charlie XCX off our list, Hurricane Bertha swept through Skipton, leaving even our best laid plans to tatters, so unfortunately we won't be able to bring you any reactions from them. But check out Leeds Student, because they did manage to get some written pieces done. However, storm or not, the music was outstanding. Friday saw New York heavyweight Action Bronson tear the noisy stage a new one, proving exactly why he is one of the most exciting names in hip-hop. Then 19-year-old producer XXYYXX gave a closing set on the Friday night that somewhat changed my life. I say he changed my life. I woke up the next day and I had a load of notes on my phone, inspired by him, to start my own record label. Now, I'm not sure if that was the drinks, but it was a great set, and you can ask anyone that's there, they loved it. It wasn't the same BPM as the rest of the night, the old 120, the bit of house. It was a lot more down-tempo, so definitely check him out. Now, Saturday. Highlights included Toy, Matt Tasker's favourite band Glass Animals, and of course an LED beach ball extravaganza courtesy of producer John Hopkins. John Hopkins is a big name, and it's a big coup for a festival as small as Beacons. But he did deliver a sort of trippy, dubby house experience, and I'll explain the LED beach ball extravaganza thing. He flooded the crowd with maybe 50 or 60 flashing beach balls. They were enormous, and it really was a sight to behold. I'm sure if you just type it in on YouTube, there'll be some clips of it, but it's definitely worth looking at that. And it was great, the music was great. Now, Sunday was the worst hit day for weather. That's when Bertha really got in everyone's way. And many people, including us, unfortunately, did actually leave early. We did, though, stay to catch the funk-laden, African-inspired sounds of John Wizards, a South African outfit that have been making waves for the past few years for their totally original sound, led by a refugee frontman who's just so thankful to play music live, and it's just a really fun set. Definitely worth checking them out, 100%. However, our stamp of approval for music goes to Dublin-born rapper Reggie Snow. His Irish-infused brand of New York hip-hop struck a chord with the Saturday evening crowd, and quickly, Reggie had the whole place in the palm of his hand. Nick, knack, paddy, whack, give the women snow. Snow, 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 snow He's only had one EP. It's called Rejovich. You should check that out as well. But he was rapping and performing with all the panache of someone many years his senior. He got into the crowd. He was just having a great time. And if you're a fan of hip hop, then you will be a fan of Reggie Snow. All in all, the quality and variety of the lineup is what set Beacons apart from other festivals this year. And to add to that, there was always something great to feast both your eyes or mouth upon. The natural beauty of the area is simply stunning, all the stages look great, and the food, simply put, was delightful. So, some LSR top tips. Number 1. Bring a camera to get enough shot of the hills to make your parents think you've been hiking. Number 2. Bring enough money to treat yourself to a Doughboy's pizza or a fancy vegan curry from Gandhi's Flip Flop. And don't forget, in the morning, that Lane's breakfast brioche is definitely worth a shout. Also, and probably our most important top tip, make sure you bring a raincoat, but pray for sunshine. That was the only thing that Beacons 2014 lacked, because as much as we all love the great outdoors, no one wants to end the weekend looking like they've lost a fight with the swamp monster. And that's it. That's my festival review of Beacons 2014. It was only short, but hopefully it gives you all you need to know. If not, make sure you head across to the website. Early bird tickets for next year are available now for around £60, which is an absolute steal. Getting there is really easy. It's just maybe half an hour, 35-minute train ride from Leeds, and then a short taxi ride to the campsite. Definitely recommend anyone going. It's not as big time as the bigger name festivals. You save money and you'll have a great weekend. So yeah, Beacons LSR recommends. Bye.